This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
We are having a bit of a chat. Jack's got some house guests at the moment, so they've outstayed their welcome.
No, well, hopefully, you're making it plural, but I really hope that it's just one. So for the last, I'm going to say month, I've had a mouse in my house and I've been in denial because I'm like, I don't want to kill it. It's really cute. And then my dad's like, Jacqueline, it's going to have babies and have heaps.
Yeah.
Like, what if it doesn't want to have kids, Dad? How do you know? He didn't find that funny. But Mum's going, what you need to do is you just put foil in the hole where I think it's coming from. So you because it's not going to eat through foil, hopefully.
Oh.
So I stuffed the hole full of foil. I'm like, well, how will I know if it's there? So I put a little bit of apple in the middle of the floor. And then I went out and I came back and the apple was gone. So, but then the foil hadn't moved. So now I don't know where it's coming from and I'm very lost and, again, choosing to ignore it.
Maybe you shouldn't give your mouse a key because that's probably how it's getting.
It's just letting itself in.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, Jack's not home, I'll just let myself in.
There have been a few nights, Rachel, I've come home and accidentally left my door wide open. That's not for here.
Yeah, you live in Collingwood. Do you remember this? If anyone wants to go and possibly break in and get nothing out of someone's house.
Yeah. It's true. I own nothing.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan on Joy 94.9. Jack will be giving us an update on her dating story about last week. So it'll be a bit of a dating debrief. Yeah. But first, I want to congratulate everyone out there named Sam. Well, apparently having the name Sam is the most popular name, unisex name, in all of Australia, particularly for Uber passengers. Not the drivers, just the passengers. So it could be boys named Samuel or girls Samantha or people who are just Sam or Samira or Samil. So anything that begins with S-A-M are getting free rides up to $20 from Uber this week.
Oh my God. Can you go multiple times?
Yeah, you can go as many times as you want. So long as... Oh no, hang on, wait, actually.
Oh, hang on.
I've read the terms and conditions.
Oh no.
I take it back. Sorry, everyone named Sam. You get one free ride.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was multiple.
Love a free ride.
Oh, wait. One free ride every day from the 21st to the 27th. So if you have a friend called Sam, just be like, hey, Sam, can I use your Uber account to order an Uber? I need to get to this place.
Can I steal your identity for a while?
Yeah. So there you go. Having a common name can come in handy. So
it's a good initiative, I think.
Just a little fun fact.
Extra water, extra mints.
Oh,
minty water.
You'd hope so. And like 5-star reviews for being an excellent passenger. Because your name's Sam.
Do you know your Uber rating?
I think it's excellent. I don't know.
Yeah, mine's 4.8-ish, I think.
Oh, so someone didn't give you a full 5.
Yeah, and that hurts every day, but that's fine.
What did she do? Did she, like, fart in their car?
Well, possibly multiple times, but I don't think anyone noticed.
Speaking of farts, there is going to be some poo talk coming up later, but not until after we hear Jack's dating debrief.
Well, that could involve poo. You don't know.
would be interesting. First, we've got Emily Sandé. This is Highs and Lows. You're on Joy.
But you know what I mean.
heard on Joy 94.9.
Jack, it's time for your debrief.
Ooh. Love this. I've taken my pants off. Hello there. So I hate dating. I don't like it. It exhausts me. It's too much time. It drains me inside. Because I'm not bitter at all in life. But I finally met someone who was like, he seems okay. And he asked for a drink. I went, let's go for a drink. That'll be great. So we went for a drink last Tuesday. And it seemed pretty good. Seemed fine. When I first saw him, in my head, I'm like, nah, no thanks. But he had good chat. It was good. He was able to keep up with me, which is good. Because I'm just so high and bloody mighty, as we know. A few drinks. I outdrank him. That's fine. I'm a big woman. I can hold a drink. And then at the end, he's like, I'll walk you home. And I'm like, all right, mate, don't need you to walk me home. He's like, no, I'll walk you home. I've gone, I've been living by myself for a while now. I'm pretty sure I can walk home. And then he had that weird thing where I'm just like, all right, see ya, bye. Like, for me, it was just like a friend thing. And he goes, oh, I don't know what to do. Do I kiss you now? I've gone, don't kiss me now. It's weird now. And so then he gave me a little kiss, which was fine. And then we went our separate ways. And then I didn't hear anything from him. And the funny thing is, for me, that was such a relief. I'm like, thank God. I don't want to have to deal with it. Like, I don't want a second. Like, it was fine, but I don't know. I think as I'm getting older, it's like more pressure to...
He didn't tick all the boxes.
He didn't tick any of the boxes. It didn't touch my box at all. And it just was a... It's like, oh, that was... And then he messaged back, I think, yesterday, like a week later, and was like, oh, hi, great night with you. Didn't feel much of a spark. I'm like, yep, no worries.
Amen, mutual. Sister.
See
Amen.
You, mate. And he was like, bye. He actually said, hey, mate. I'm like, all right, I get it. Yeah.
Put that in there just to make it really
clear. So I've done it. I tried dating, and I'm off it again.
All right.
It's like a terrible drug that I'm not good at.
Congratulations. First dates. Tristan, do you remember your first date?
Yeah, Tristan.
Yes,
give me some tips.
Well, I met my partner, Chris, back in 2006.
Oh, 2006. What a year.
And I was, studying in Paran at the time and...
Fancy boy.
And I, started to go on a particular, website and, so we chatted for a couple of days and then we met, and then we went out for lunch and then we went to Brighton Beach because it was a hot day that day.
Well, thankfully you didn't get eaten alive by sea animals.
Oh, yeah. Look at the
difference in the ocean and sea life.
Did you have fish and chips or ice cream?
Can't remember what we had. But,
what did you have?
Wasn't memorable.
No, but it was good fun, and met his family, he met my family, and...
And one thing led to another, and you're engaged 11 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got engaged a couple of years ago, and we're still waiting for this thing to come in.
Well, there you go. You are listening to Rach, Jack and Tristan here on Joy 94.9.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs. Joy's sponsor.
You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan this afternoon on Tuesday Drive. Dean's too busy for us. We've made him go and get some driving lessons.
Yeah, he's been a young diva right now. Or we'd like that I said young diva.
He would, considering he's a almost middle-aged gay white man. Yes.
He said middle-aged.
Almost.
I mean...
I smacked myself. Did you hear that? I smacked myself.
You don't know if you're middle-aged until you're old.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. So I have been promising that I'm going to talk about poo.
Yes.
Now, I hate talking about poo, but this story...
So do I.
This story, it just got me and it reminded me of a little story of my own. So Hamish Blake, we all know Hamish Blake, Hamish and Andy.
Yep.
We had Ryan Shelton on last week, who is a producer for Hamish and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that out there. You can catch our podcast. It's at joy.org.au/Rach and Dean.
Good one.
So Hamish has had a new baby and he almost missed the birth of this new child. Her name's Rudy. The baby's name is Rudy.
Rudy.
And whilst Zoe Foster Blake was giving birth, Hamish was like, I really need to go and do a dump. And he's like... He said, I can't do it in the room because the door opens straight into the delivery suite. And he, if you go down the hallway, there's no other toilets because everybody has toilets in their room. So he's like, what do I do? Do I not take a dump and forget the birth of my child because I'm so distracted by needing to do a poo? Or do I go and find somewhere and potentially miss the birth of my child?
Oh my
Needless
God.
To say, he did the right thing. He went and did a poop and he came back and his child was born after he came back. So thankfully, he didn't miss the birth of his child.
He could have done a support poo because often women go through the movement because
probably,
there's a lot of pushing going on.
Yeah, if you're sympathetically pushing, you can imagine that maybe
that's a good
it makes you need to go. Only the doctors won't be so forgiving if you poo. They don't want to clean yours up.
So, Rach, you were saying you've been in a similar situation?
Not giving birth. But I was once, I was due to go and see my parents overseas and I was at the airport and I'd had this weird feeling in my tummy all morning. I wasn't feeling great. I went to the bathroom, nothing happened. Went back, sat in the waiting room and I was like, oh no, I'm really not feeling good. So I went back to the toilet and you know when you just, it's a 10-minute-er.
It's happening.
Like it was not going to happen any quicker. Anyway, my name's getting called over the thing. Rachel Morrison, your flight to Brisbane. Because I had to stop at Brisbane first to then go to see mum and dad. I was like, your flight to Brisbane is now boarded. And I was like, oh, literally. Oh my God, it's taking too long. Joy. This is Giorgio Moroder and Kylie Minogue. It's right here, right now. Let's get this party started. Woo! Let's get down. Let's shimmy on. Right here, right now on Joy. When the lights start flashing, it could open up your eyes. And the highest mountain is the one that you have climbed.
Joy 94.9.
You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan.
Oh.
Now, there's a little game that I would like to play.
Yay.
But we're going to play it with everybody. So it's not just the Rach, Jack and Tristan game. Listeners, get involved. Send us a message. We're not going to give away our answers straight away. And if you get the main answer, you can go in with a chance to win this awesome prize.
All right. The prize is a My Scent subscription box. Say that with a mouthful of marbles. It's the world's first luxury perfume subscription service for men and women and everyone in between. My Scent specialises in new release fragrances from high-end niche and designer perfume houses such as Amouage, Creed and Penhaligon's. I've just chosen the pronunciation for all of those. So each month you receive a box containing six exotic fragrances and a $20 city voucher discount, perfume discount voucher. So it's the perfect scent for every occasion, Rach.
That's very exciting. So you get sample perfumes and you get a voucher for a perfume.
Yeah, you'll smell delicious month. And delightful. Delightfulous.
Yes. Delicious. Okay. How do we enter this one, Jack?
Well, you must not have won something in the last 7 days.
Send a message.
Send a message in.
0427 Joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Or you can call, what's the phone number, Tristan?
You can call 1-300-569-949 and talk to Simon out on the front desk.
Excellent.
He smells
and
lovely.
To do that, you have to tell us what musical has this song come from. All right. Now
here we go.
Right, it's very traumatic. All right, it's very moody. Don't give away the answer. If you know the answer of what musical that has come through, send us a message 0427 Joy949.
Very obscure.
Or give Simon a call on the front desk on 1300 Joy949. But let's keep playing. What musical is this one from? Oh, I can hear someone being tricky outside. If you know the answer to that one as well, give us a message. And this was the little this was the little musical that I played just before that song. All right, we have already got a message through for that one. Llewellyn Morris has said, don't know what the first one was, and I apologise, I will explain that very shortly. Second one is All That Jazz from Chicago.
Oh, well done. I also got that, so did Simon, didn't you, Simon?
Very good. Okay, so I've changed the competition. The song that I tried to play is from The Bodyguard, but The Bodyguard isn't well known enough.
So they're now adapted to be a musical.
Yes, like, because I could have put in... And but then that would be way too obvious. So I was like, oh, I'll just find the opening scene. And that was the opening scene.
Yes.
So if you can get any of these answers correct and you send us a message on 0427 Joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au or call Simon
on 1300 Joy949.
You will be entered into the competition to win the perfume sample box. All right, so here's our second one. Are you ready for this, guys?
I am.
All right, send us a message if you know that one. We have had four correct answers through already for this one. All right, thanks to Paul from Caulfield North. We also have Princess Amy. We have Christine. And we have Scott from Flemington. You are all correct. That was from Greece. Well done.
Yippee.
You are all entered into the draw. All right, next song is this one. All right, what musical is that from? Do you want me to play it one more time?
I think I know it.
You think you know it? All right, I'm going to play it one more time for everybody else. Let us know. All right, if you know that musical, 0427 JOY949 is the SMS number, or you can call
1300 JOY949.
And you will go in the chance.
Into the chance draw.
Yeah, to win a sense pack.
Yeah.
A 12-month or a subscription too. You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan. Coming up shortly, we are going to hear about Jack's birthday is coming up.
Yes.
And all the stuff that's happening around that.
Send a present.
You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan on Joy. Okay, Jack, you know the answer to this one, don't you?
Yes. Who is it? The musical Wicked. Joyous,
very exciting. That's part of the overture. So it has part of Defying Gravity in it. We've got more though.
Yes, Rachel set up his musical quiz for us. And it's very exciting, and I'm having a very good
time. During this next song, have a little think about this one. You can go in with a chance to win
a subscription box. You get a whole bunch of sample perfumes from the My Scent subscription box. And each month you receive a new box full of new perfumes.
Very exciting. All you have to do is send us a message or give us a call and let us know any of these musicals that we're playing. What is this one? The background noises give it away.
Yeah.
All right. If you know the answer to that one, send us a message. Hey, Jack, your birthday's coming up soon.
It is. Yay.
Can we
I thought you were going to have
the minions.
Doesn't matter. They're all asleep. They've all taken too much codeine. It is. So I will be 32, which is fine. I'm old enough to know that I'm not old at all, I find. Thank you. And I like a good whipping.
I'm just in between milestones.
Like 30th was a big one. I took myself off to New York, had a great old time. I'd like to tell you a story, but I don't think it's radio appropriate. So I was just wondering, how do people spend their birthdays? When you're a bit younger, you have a smaller group of friends. Now you have different friends from different things, like from, you know, sports friends to work to high school, uni friends.
It's hard to get everyone together.
And I get a bit overwhelmed with everything. So I don't really know what I'm going to do.
Just be lonely like every other day.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I will. Yeah. How about you leave the house, Jacqueline? Not just on Tuesdays for the show. I will try. So I'm thinking, do I do an all... Because, you know, sometimes I feel like you have to host. So you're at a barbecue and or like even at a bar and you're like, oh, do you know this person? I always want to make sure everyone has a good time.
And then
time.
By the end of the night, you're just frazzled and you're just like, oh, I need a nap. I don't want to remember everyone's names.
And also I don't usually like presents as well because it's just like, don't buy me a present. Just
wait, but
call me and see if I've got a mouse.
Hang on, I'll just make a phone call. Got to cancel.
Oh, no, look, if you've already, you know, hired a lifelike doll for me to play with, that's fine.
Lifelike doll.
What are you going to buy me for a present, Tristan?
Don't know yet.
Okay, do you have any ideas?
No, I don't.
No? I like ham.
I'm going to buy you some soap.
I smell great. I've been to the My Scent subscription box.
Well, to win that, can you answer this? What musical has this song come from? Paul from Caulfield North got it right again.
Paul's at it again.
What is it, Jack?
It's Annie. It's A Hard Knock Life from the musical Annie. Scared of treating. We get tricked.
Dedicus says we get kicked.
Which is not good. Don't kick.
Hard life. All right. We have a couple more. So you can get in with a chance to win this prize. But don't forget, send us your membership numbers so we can find you and you can go in the draw to win the prize. All right. This is the next musical. Do you know what this one is?
Oh, that's yes.
But if you don't know that one, you're crazy. No, just kidding. I love everybody equally. You are with Rach, Jack and Tristan this afternoon on Joy, and we are giving away a prize. To get it, you have to answer what musical this one's from. It's very quiet, sorry. It's the first one we've had that has some lyrics happening. All right.
We've gotten messages through, Jack. Who has answered correctly?
All right, we have Ed. We got Scott from Flemington. We have Anthony and Natalie.
Well done. You all got that correct.
It was.
What is the answer, Tristan?
Circle of Life.
By which musical?
The Lion King.
Yes! Nailed it. All right, we only have one musical left. This one's a little bit trickier, so hopefully we all still get it correctly. And if you do want to enter the competition to win the Sense box that you get delivered every month.
Mm-hmm. My
Scent subscription box. All right, here it is.
That's a good one.
All right, that was a quick one. Do you need it again?
Yes, Rachel.
Quickie.
We need it again.
Yes, please.
All right, if you know what musical that is from, send us a message, 0427-JOY-949. How else can they get in contact with us, Tristan?
You can phone Simon, 1300-JOY-949.
And make sure you use your membership number and tell us if you're guest ready as well. We'd like to know, just out of curiosity. If you're not, why? Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Our lucky, lucky last. It's this. It gets louder. All right. I had to chop it off really quickly because then they start to sing. So we got some messages. Jack, who's entered now?
Heaps. Oh, my goodness. We have Ruth, Ed, Christine, Natalie. Yes, ready. people just making sure the yes ready that we like. Anthony, Pete from South Yarra, and Summer.
Woohoo! And who did they say?
The Phantom of the Opera. Transylvanian then.
Fantastic. That was the Phantom of the Opera. We will have a winner drawn by our lovely front desk girl, Simon, in his gold miniskirt and push-up bra.
You can only see the look he's giving us now. He's stalled in. He's not happy.
Jack has another little something-something for us. Some interesting news stories about why it's good to sleep naked. This is the benefits of sleeping naked.
It is. I thought that was a little play school tune. I thought, well, that's
close enough.
It's not a good thing. All right, I have six benefits of sleeping nude. One, you'll get a better quality of shut eye.
Wow. And these are proven facts.
Proven facts by the National Institute of Child Health.
Oh, so it's children sleeping naked.
I think I should have read this beforehand. This sounds real bad. No, I think that the Child Health did, they actually saw that men should, who wish to get someone pregnant, should not sleep with boxers because it damages sperm production.
Oh.
So I am not condoning anything to do with children. Let's move on, shall we? Anyway, if you do choose to sleep in the nude, in the comfort of your own home, it actually is good for night sleep because your body temperature falls once you're asleep, and so it's good not to be too warm. Number two, you might lose weight. If your body is too hot while you sleep, it won't release much human growth hormone, which is a trigger it uses to repair cells. Instead, your cortisol, we all know the cortisol, stress hormone, will stay high, causing a nighttime spike in insulin. So that's interesting.
Very interesting.
This is very interesting. You'll look younger at number three, or at least you'll age better. The safe human growth hormone that helps you burn fat is also known as the body's anti-aging agent. It's hard to say. It helps smooth over your skin lesions, spots, and even wrinkles. George Clooney's immaculate complexion suggests he gets a really good amount of sleep and he sleeps in the nude. That's one we can all picture yes. and feel happy about. Four, you'll enjoy a happier love life. And then it says, oh, this one isn't for singletons. All right, whatever. But if you share a bed with a loved one, going nude is a good thing for your relationship. Whatever, it's fine. Five, you'll dodge. Single this is a good life. One. This is a good one for me. You'll dodge fungal infections.
Oh!
Pajamas or boxers promotes the dreaded sweaty nad syndrome.
Well, that's disgusting.
That's not a real thing.
But sleeping in the buff, it helps you to let your crown jewels breathe. Mine aren't bedazzled right now, but often they are.
Well, remember which means what Fossey Richard Foster said.
Don't put
glitter
in your couch,
in your gonads.
In your inside your gonads. Instead of semen, it doesn't matter. So they're nice, clean and aired. So don't contain your junk. And lucky last, you'll save money. Embrace nude sleeping and never again will you have that sinking feeling of spending money on trusty, expensive pajamas.
Well, thank goodness we have a very uplifting song after that.
Get naked
and dance to this. This is Keep On Moving. You're on Joy. Rach, Jack and Tristan, and we've got our winner. Are we ready?
Yes.
You gotta wait for the symbol.
Natalie from Ascot Vale.
Yeah, Natalie. Well done. She has won the MySense subscription box.
Well done, Natalie. We just wanted to have a chat about what it means to be yes ready. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about it tonight, haven't we?
Yep.
So to be yes ready, Tristan, do you think you're yes ready?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? What have you done to make sure that you're yes ready?
Been voting, you know, for a long time, and I've just, you know, been, you know, cautioning, you know, who I want in and who works and who doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. But the most important thing is that when we get that piece of paper in the mail, the reason why we're saying that here at Joy we're yes ready is because we do want marriage equality. So the yes is yes, I am in support of marriage equality. No would be no, I don't support it. And if you are a no voter, I'm sure you have many great opinions, but just don't be hateful about them. And if you do have those opinions, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinions. But here at Joy, we are yes voters and we are yes ready. How many times have you moved in your life, Jack?
Oh, many. Over, but not 15.
15, yeah. I reckon I'm the same. What about you, Tristan?
I haven't moved anywhere.
You haven't moved?
Oh, no.
oh my stuck.
Goodness.
Gotta, yeah, update the details. Update your address details. Make sure.
I'm probably moving every year to 2 years. So my details change all the time. So for me, it was really important to make sure that I have my current address so that my vote will count. So, yeah, if you need more information, head to check.aec.gov.au and make sure your details are up to date. It has come to the end of our show.
Rach.
So make sure you check out our podcast. Jack, where do we find him?
joy.org.au/RachandDean or on iTunes.
All right, it's good night from Rach.
Good night from Jack.
And Tristan.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.